Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
McCartney is sponsored by Advantage Insurance, Burger King, CFAL, Commonwealth Bank, the Digital Transformation Unit, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Island Pay, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, so we got a lot going on today. It was the weekend. It was Mother's Day. There's a lot to unpack from what happened over the past few days. There's a lot to get into about what's cooking on the way forward. I do hope that you had a good Mother's Day. Mothers out there, fathers out there, children out there. Hope you had a good Mother's Day and hope you all enjoyed it. I believe my wife enjoyed herself. She said she had a good Mother's Day. And hopefully, you know, we made her feel special. We did our best, yeah. Think I'm getting better at this marriage thing as it goes along. Yeah, gets better with age. You don't really know what you're doing when you first hop in, right? You're just kind of figuring it all out. Nobody really tells you. No other married people. They keep it hush-hush, most of them. Some of them talk to me. The priests, when you go to the classes, they don't tell you. They talk about prayer and devotion and keeping God in your life, which is important, but which doesn't account for the entirety of married life, not even close. So it's been pretty good so far. Yep, had a good time. Enjoyed it. Saw Ryan Pinder got married over the weekend. Congratulations to Ryan Pinder and Lisa, I believe is his wife's name, Lisa McComb. I've met her before. If you were to move about here over the past few years, you'll find Ryan Pinder in the cut here and there, right? No darkness. Just around, you know what I mean? He's not a wallflower. He's not shy or anything like that. And he decided to take the plunge again. Congratulations, my brother. And I salute him in particular because having been married before, he probably understands the dynamics, right? And the weight of that sort of commitment. And it takes a love. It takes a lot, and that's a lot of love that it takes to make that leap. Yeah, Lisa McComb. All right. And you know what? And I'm not, and I'm happy for Ryan, and she's lovely. The first time I met them, I think, was at Syrah a few years ago. And I met her anyway. I've known Ryan Pinder for a long time. The strength that it takes, and I'm not saying this, that marriage is lovely for me. Mine is, right? I don't know what y'all got going on. But the courage and the strength and level of commitment it takes, I would imagine from having been married before and then ending up that not working out and then having a steady girlfriend and a fiance for a few years to actually go take the leap into marriage, that says a lot about this man's character and how much this man loves you. I hope that you realize that. Because the difference in girlfriend? Well, it depends. The difference in non-live-in girlfriend, non-cohabitating girlfriend, and wife, monetarily, I'm going to say a wife is approximately 50 to 75 times more of a financial commitment than a girlfriend who's not living with you if you don't have any kids together. So having done those calculations, it takes a deep, deep, deep and abiding love. Yeah? 50 to 75 times more expensive. I'll explain life to you guys more in depth one day. I'm not trying to scare anybody. It's lovely. Make sure you marry the right woman, right? If you marry the wrong woman, you're going to be homicidal and suicidal. But it ain't no joke, right? It's you got to put on your big boy pants as much as possible and face life. Because, you know, girlfriend can be, oh, okay, I'll see her like a couple times a week, grab something to eat, birthday here and there. Wife, it's you, all right? Turn around. That is you. Someone tell me, be careful. I try to tread carefully to explain it. It's worth it, though. It's so worth it. I wouldn't trade it for anything at all. It's totally worth it. All right? But I'm just saying congrats to Ryan Pinder for taking the plunge again. This is one I've been married 14 years. It's one and done for me. Yeah, I'm hoping. I've been married 10 years, and I'm hoping that lasts forever. Right? I couldn't imagine not being married to my wife. So congratulations to Ryan Pinder. I'm just trying to hit y'all to what the reality is now. Like, you know, just understand. Because you're going to be in love and you're going to be like, yeah, married. I'm going to get married and she wants to get married and you want to make her happy. Absolutely. Understand what that takes. Strap on your big boy pants and make sure you can keep it pushing. And you're willing to commit to this woman's happiness. Because she'll be committing to yours, you know, if you find the right one for certain. Before I go any further today, I wanted to say tell you about an observation I made over the weekend. Now, I try not to go anywhere ever outside of like home and like the grocery store, and even the grocery store is like because I gotta go, but. When I do go out, I keenly observe what is going on around me, and I'm also judging all of you, right? So I watch you, I judge you. You judge me, right? Which is to be expected. A lady called the other day or messaged the other day and said, I saw you in a store and you made an impression and XYZ. And I go, oh, okay, well, I apologize if that was the impression. And hopefully you got to know me a little better and you don't no longer have that impression. So you do go out, you do be around people, and you do judge people, right? I do. I judge people. I don't know what else to do. So for Mother's Day, I ordered dinner, right, from shout out to Just Grill, which I'm starting to maybe become less Bahamian because I can't take like the full Bahamian meal. Like I was looking at the plate and it was like peas and rice and chicken and macaroni and potatoes. And I was like, I'm full just looking at it. I've gotten used to like, you know, kind of light meals where we're not going nuts. But anyway, we were taking some food to my wife's father and sister, and they live out Cable Beach. And so we were coming back on Go Slow Ben. I got my two kids in the car in the back seat. Again, I'm watching you. I'm judging you, even though I don't know you, because that's all I can go off of. Right, is what I've seen displayed before me. So, coming around Go Slow Ben, that's about seven, right? Coming around Go Slow Ben, I'm looking ahead, and there is a greenish, goldish Kia Sportage about the 2012 variety before they got the new design that suddenly stops and parks, is traveling eastbound, parks in the street on Go Slow Ben as you're approaching Saunders Beach, right? Where the little preschool used to be, kind of opposite there. You pass like kind of the sea view and you're into where the houses are on the left-hand side. The Kia Sport stops in the middle of the road. Right? In the driving lane in front of me. Okay? And I'm thinking, oh my God, something must have happened. Something drastically bad happened. A woman who couldn't have been more than 30 years old starts to climb over the driver's seat and starts punching a child in the back seat to pieces, right? And I'm thinking, oh my God. And we're all watching this, and my kids are going, what is she doing? I'm like, you know, it looks like she's attacking this child. And she's beating this child mercilessly for, oh, I want to say she got about 20 blows in, right? Like, this is the full swing your arm back with the fist blow. Come to, like, you know what I mean? Like, you really, like, trying to connect, you know what I mean? And I don't know what happened. I don't know if this child, like, had a knife to your throat or something like that, or something crazy was going on, or, like, the lady from the Ring movies showed up in the back. I don't know. I don't know what happened. But I wish that I had the presence of mind right then to take a video of this woman beating her child. Child could have been more than 10. Beating her child to pieces in the back seat. And there's someone else in the front seat. Looks like another child or teenager. They're sitting there dead still, right? Clearly frightened of their life. I wasn't a huge, big lady, right? Just beating this child to pieces. And she had a look of murderous rage on her face that I don't know that I've seen in such a long time. And again, I wish I had the presence of mind to take a video or a picture of this lady and, like, do down her license plate and go find her and show her what she looks like beating on this child. Now, I don't know whose child it was. I don't know if it was her child. I can only assume that it must be your child if you feel comfortable beating that child to powder. But y'all gotta do better out here, man. A, why would you park your car in the middle of Go Slow Bend, knowing how many accidents happen? She parked, homie, not pull on the side, not look for a little space, parked in the road. If I wasn't looking, I'd have barreled right into her. Everyone would have been jacked up. Parked in the road. You want to beat this child so badly, so urgently. They've angered you so much that you got to stop and you can't even find a place to pull over. If you were bleeding, if you like someone threw a rock and you were bleeding, you'd probably go find a place to pull over real quick rather than stop in the middle of the road. Stop in the middle of the road, turn around and beat this child for one good 20, 25 seconds. Then sits back down and keeps it pushing. And I got to witness your crazy behavior and try to explain to my children what that is. And this is why you do what you want. This is why I don't hit my kids. Because it is a rare individual that can separate anger from the discipline, all right? Now, if your child's doing something crazy, like I said, if you had a knife out and was going to, yeah, you strike him out, right? Just get him to stop with the knife, sure. You try, you know? But you don't visit this kind of violence on your children. You don't park in the road and do it for certain. Not that it's any better that you do it out in public, but it just speaks to the fact that you really had to go and attack this child. And you don't care if traffic's going, you don't care who gets in an accident. I want to beat you so badly. And if it's like that, then consider what you're doing in your life with the child, with whatever's happening. Consider what could make you that angry. Right? And we talked about, my wife and I talked about this before we had children and when we had children. And I said, here's how I want to do it. Right? Because she believes a little spanking could be healthy. And I don't. And I told her, you know, she's like, hey, if they end up becoming lunatics, I'm putting it all on you and you go deal with it. I said, no problem, fine, right? Here's how I want to live. I want to live in a house where nobody hits anybody. That's the kind of home I want to live in, that I feel comfortable coming to, that I feel safe in, and that isn't a problem. And you do what you want, right? But people need to take pictures of y'all when y'all are hitting these children. Y'all look crazy. Y'all look like if she had a knife in her hand, that kid would probably be dead. I don't want to live in a house where people hit each other. I don't want to do that. All right? Nobody hits anybody. That's my mantra. In this house, we're not going to hit each other. Now, is that to say if your child is like a teenager and they start flexing on you, like, you know what I mean? They're ready for action. You don't square off with them. I'm not saying all that. I'm just saying when there's a little child and you're much, much bigger than you don't need to just visit violence on this child because you're angry. I don't know what the child could. I don't know if the child cursed you out. I don't know what it was. Right? But I don't know what it, I want to take a picture of you, a video of you, and show it to you and go, please explain to me. It's none of my business. But since you decided to park in the middle of the road where I couldn't pass because it was exigent that you beat the tar out of this child, I would like to understand what could have possibly made you this angry. Please help me to understand. And there is something deeper about your life itself that you should examine that has you acting this way toward this child. It's Mother's Day, man. Ain't no need for all of that. All right? Lady, I don't know you. Like I said, I watch you. I judge you. I have no choice. You parked in the middle of the road in front of me, made it my business and my entire family's business. I pray that you seek some help because I'm afraid for that child living with you. And I don't, like I said, I don't know you, but that's the impression I immediately got of you because that's what you chose to do, right? If I chose to stop my car in the middle of traffic and start hitting my wife or girlfriend, which I would never do, but if I did, I wouldn't be too shocked if people got the impression that I was someone who regularly hit my wife or my girlfriend. I can't imagine when you're flexible enough to not have to stop the car, what you're doing to that child. I don't get it. Y'all got to look at your behavior, man. You got to look at your behavior and you got to try and modify it, right? We know better now than we did 30, 40, 50 years ago. You don't have to use the same methods and tactics to get good results. I promise you. And I was very angry because I got beat a lot as a kid. You know what I mean? And it wasn't coming from a place where they were hating on me. They just, that's what they knew. You know? And at a certain point, I was like, I'm not going to stand here and get hit. Right? So by the time you're a teenager, you're bigger than your mom. Right? And she'd grab a bun. One time I remember seeing my mom grabbed a belt to hit me, and she swung the belt to me, and I grabbed the belt and took it from her. And I was like, you're not beating me with no belt. And she, I'm going to tell your father. My father came home, and I told my father, I said, look, I'm not going to be sitting here with nobody beating on me with no belt or spoon or stick or none of that. So, and I for real had this conversation. I said, so you let me know if you don't want me to be here, and then I can figure out what to do from there. All right? I was a kid, so I wasn't as eloquent, right? I'm like, you telling me if you're saying that I have to come here and get hit with stuff, let me know, and then I could maybe figure out where else I could be. And my father was like, okay, you don't want to get hit? Modify your behavior? I'll talk to your mother. My mother told my father, he said, well, what do you want me to do? He's bigger than you. He took the belt from you. You're going to have to try talking to him. Stop this cycle of abuse. You know better. And I love my mother. I miss her terribly, dearly. But because I love her doesn't mean that everything she did was right. All right? Stop it. Examine your own behavior. And my mother never freaked out on me like that woman did. My mother would never do that. Park the car in the middle of the road. Like, my mother was old school. Like, she'd be like, you're going to get a spanking when you get home. Or you're going to get a beating when you get home. Right? And that's fine. But after a certain point in time, you're like, no one's going to come hit me with no. I'm so sorry. It's not going to happen. All right, we got a call? Let's call. All right. Good afternoon.
Hello. Hello, Mr. McCartney.
Yes, hi. How are you doing?
Man, look, I can't get through to you all, man. Since my current went off on, BC went off around here. Cable bombers can't get things right, man. I miss my main talk show station, the 969. I can't get it.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what's going on with, and the cable bombers wouldn't answer the phone. Boy.
Yeah, I don't understand. My car went off like six times.
Last Tuesday and up to yesterday, my car must have went off about six or seven times in the south, man.
Yeah, so all over.
It's a problem.
Yep, absolutely.
And then look, there's more problems than Whitney Hastie going from BC. What was the deal is?
Oh, no. I don't know if it's a Hastie thing, but the power went off a lot.
And it's like Saturday went off about three times down there.
Yeah.
And you have to pull the car out from your fridge because my technician told me that the computers on these new fridge, the computers, the compressors, everything going. So every time I pull my socket over from the fridge, even though I have surge protector, man. You can't trust a mistake.
I have a voltage regulator, okay, on the outside of my house where the BPL box is. I have a surge protector and another sort of voltage regulator inside where the panel is, and BPL has still fried my stuff.
And
what happens is they'll start browning out for about 30 to 45 minutes before they have a full power blackout, and that's going to fry all your stuff.
I got a new fridge. I got that 2011, and I don't spend over $1,000 on a fridge buying different parts for that month.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. My
technician told me once he home and he ain't sleeping and BC can't go off, he's gonna pull the fridge cord out.
Yeah,
although I have a good surge protector on my own.
Yeah,
but it still is messed up.
Yeah, I'm with you, bro.
And you can't get a dollar back from BC.
No, you won't get.
I can try. This cable bomb is a bunch of lazy people, man. What I pay them per month is my life. But it's a joke to what I pay in cable bombs, and I can't get 969, man.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
Set the current going on everything. The Sadness Gospel Channel and 969, and then they get 951 Randall Jones Station. They get that up on 98.7. Mm-hmm. Where we just get the Tribune headlines on in the morning, 7 o'clock.
Mm.
But you could get a Tribune on other stations, Joy 1 and all them. But
gotcha.
The big problem now is 969, the station you're on, and I don't worry about the Sadness Gospel Channel because it always kept, some other gospel station.
I gotcha.
But that's my main thing. I need to get back on because you're always my main talk show station, man.
Well, I appreciate you, man. I thank you for calling. I'm going to ask around what's happening. I'm going to ask Dwight to look into what's going on with Cable Bahamas. I'm not aware that was happening, but that could very well be true. We also got a lot more to talk about because there was a lot of rain over the weekend. And I also made another observation over the weekend. I don't mean to put mouth on anyone or say anything's a problem. But if a hurricane hit Nassau, it's going to be a problem. Okay? Not a slight problem. A major, major problem. If we do not do something very different, it's going to be a problem. I don't understand. Now, you could help me, and I know this is reclaimed land, but to my mind, why reclaim it if you're just going to give it back to the sea? I don't understand how we're going to put an almost $300 million port in downtown Nassau, but 15 minutes of heavy rain and Bay Street becomes near impassable. I don't understand. I'm no scientist, but I am certain that you guys can figure out how to not have Bay Street flat. And when I say flat out, I mean, oh, there's puddles. I mean, most cars won't be able to navigate it. All right? And I was driving around Saturday because I had a couple of things to do. I still don't like leaving my house. And most places I went, it was like the water was coming up to the rim of the tires. And I'm like, if a hurricane hits, if there's a day of rain, remember about 6-7 years ago, there was like, it rained like half the night and half of Nassau was underwater. If a hurricane hits, we got a major problem. And that's just with the rain. I wouldn't judge everything else. It says, good day. Is there any reason the Guardian radio channel is down? Has been since Friday morning. I'm not certain. I'll ask Dwight and Wally to look into that. We got a call. Let's do a call. Then we take a break. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Warren. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good. How's it going?
Yeah, that's right. I've got 969, man. You know, and they put something back on the thing and say that you give me some free channels. But I got a couple of things I wanted to say. Your good friend spoke to me. I saw him by water and hole. But let me make my point for you. one, that lady who been on before you, was that a live show?
Just now? Was
yes,
it?
Sir.
Yes, yes.
Man,
Kermit says
that woman good, eh?
I
and
did not
call
hear
country,
it.
When they call the country, what people get mad at them?
I heard a
why
few minutes
people,
of it.
They don't like to give the police information. They said the same law, but they come and say that, and say that, see, this is wrong. See, when people call, I know the country grew up a long time. And look like when they do wrong things in this country, you get rewarded. That's why we need to veto the other people. You see, Juan, see, I believe in righteousness. I ain't no saint, but I believe in doing the right thing. My hand clean, you know. I don't try to take job where nobody mouth. I don't try to do, put basketball nobody be. Right now, you got 5,000 behemoth students coming out of school, man. Now, some of them ain't graduated from grade 10 to 12. Don't mind them talking about 11, 12. From 10, 11, 12, they ain't got no education. They ain't got no skills. They ain't got no high school diploma. So what are we supposed to do these people want? Ask the question, please.
Okay, we're going to have to find avenues for them to get employment, and that's one thing I was going to talk about today. Now, you said a whole country corrupt. Now, a lot of us deal in absolutes around here. I don't really necessarily believe in that. When you tell me the whole country corrupt, see, whenever you say Bahamians, I sometimes do it too, but I try not to. Whenever you say Bahamians, the Bahamas, the country, you lumping me in, and I take exception to a lot of that. Right, so if the country corrupt, I corrupt too. Let me know, because I keep going to work to make an honest living and get paid. Where's the corrupt line at? So I could, if the whole country corrupt, I could circumvent all this work stuff and just get paid. So I don't buy that the whole country's corrupt, but we do have issues. But I didn't hear the entire show that the lady. Did just now, but I heard some of the stuff she said about police, which I will be perfectly honest, I would like some more evidence to back up some of the things that I heard her talking about, as opposed to somebody told me, right? Because I've been doing this for a long time, as I'm sure she's been doing her stuff, and somebody told me, ain't much to hang your hat on. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
It's back, one of the biggest regattas on the sailing calendar. It's the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta in Salt Pond, Long Island, June 1st to 4th.
Yeah.
The biggest economic boost for Long Island is back with more than 40 sloops competing in the A, B, C, and D classes, along with the Long Island Youth Regatta and the Man in the Boat Sculling Races. Don't miss this major cultural experience June 1st to 4th. The 53rd annual Long Island Regatta in Salt Pond. All of the fastest sloops will be there. Artisans displaying their handmade crafts, jewelry, and scrollwork. Great food, including the world-famous native mutton dishes. And endless memories all await you at the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta in Salt Pond.
Long Island breeze, your sheep are bleating.
Guardian Media will be broadcasting live at the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta with live updates of the sailing results and activities every day. If you'd like to be a sponsor, just contact your account executive or call the Nassau Guardian at 302-2300. That's 302-2300. Yes, it's back. One of the biggest regattas on the sailing calendar. It's the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta in beautiful Salt Pond, Long Island, June 1st to 4th.
Sponsored by Lickety Split and Fun Food.
For 25 years, Advantage Insurance has provided coverage for your most prized possessions, offering insurance plans to cover your vehicle, home, business, and boat with customized options that work with your budget. Now, Advantage says thank you to all our loyal customers and business partners over the past 25 years. Call 356-0285 or visit Advantage Insurance on Collins Avenue today. When every dollar counts, count on Advantage. Celebrating 25 years of service.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan, with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Happy anniversary, My Gateway. Did you know that you can request and pay for over 35 government services on mygateway.gov.bs? Sign up today and access government services online with efficiency and simplicity. It's a celebration of a year of collective success on our digital transformation journey. My Gateway, making government work for you.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
At Wendy's, we searched the globe to find the best. In Italy, we found our bruschetta bacon chicken sandwich. How Italian is the new sandwich? So Italian, it's made with a crispy classic breaded chicken filet with a warm, creamy pesto cheese sauce, fresh diced bruschetta, seasoned tomatoes, and applewood smoked pancetta. This is as Italian as it gets. Available for a limited time only. Wendy's, different inside and out.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.J., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them on
242-356-0249. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We do have a lot to get to. We're just getting through clearing up some weekend matters of what's going on. We have not yet touched the sandals thing, which I want to. But I want to do so responsibly and from an informed position. The Acting Commissioner of Police, Clayton Fernander. By the way, where's Paul Rowe? Is he on like pre-retirement leave or something like that? I've not seen or heard from him in weeks. But Acting Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernander, he's going to give an update on the Exuma matter at 1. And we're going to listen out for some of that and try to figure out where we are with that. But we are going to talk about it today. There's also a very important issue. JJ raised it about jobs. You would note the government had a job fair in like the Centerville area over the weekend. I want to talk about that and some of what you get, and they're running Grand Bahama as well, some of what you get from speaking with the people at those job fairs about exactly what's going on with them in the country. It says, when I cried over my dead mom on Mother's Day, I still miss her after 5 years. Yeah, absolutely. This Mother's Day, I was really sad for quite a bit last Mother's Day, for certain. And I tried to focus this year on just the positive and not to dwell on that my mother's not here. You know, it's hard. You don't get over the death of a parent like that. You don't. And for me, it's different. Like, my father's death was pretty sudden, and I was, that hit me really hard, you know? It was just me and my mom were there as he fought cancer for just a few months and then passed away in our house. And afterward, you kind of have to just figure out how to keep going. It's very difficult. My mother and I had to go through that. It was a very trying experience. My mother passing away was even... It was 50 times more traumatic. I thought I was like, yeah, I can... I made it. My father died, and that was very upsetting, but I still, you know, can make it through, you know, and everything like that. And then your mother dies, and you're like, oh, God. You know? Like, that yanks something out of you, for me anyway, that you didn't even know was that deeply embedded, you know? So it's rough, man. It's rough, you know? But my wife's mom passed away several years ago, right after we got married. Maybe a year after we got married or so. Like about a year and a half, maybe, or so, after we got married. Not even a year and a half. Anyway, and she's been dealing with that herself, so it's rough, you know? You don't grow up, at least not I don't. I didn't, right? I didn't grasp the concept that your parents are probably going to die before you, and you're probably going to bury your parents. And so I didn't fully grasp that until my father died. That may sound naive, but I didn't fully grasp that until my father died. And I was in my 30s when he died. And after that, I started to go, boy, I guess I was naive and I guess I was ignorant. I did, like, watch my father bury his parents and my mom bury her mother. But I'm thankful that I did not carve out a space in my mind and heart to kind of deal with what this level of grief entails. It's soul crushing. But, you know, my mantra for Mother's Day moving forward is let me count the blessings, you know, count that I had a great mother. You know, like I said, we disagreed on the corporal punishment part, but my mother was fantastic, right? Like, everything I could ask for in a mother, like, that's what she was. And I see my wife display so many of those traits with our children as well. It's weird. They say you do, like, gravitate toward, like, a partner that's kind of like your mother. He says, did you call the police on that woman, like you always tell the public to do, when you see domestic violence? I didn't call the police. No, I didn't, no. It was so sudden. I didn't have a planned program response. It was quite spontaneous. And in retrospect, like often happens in life, you're thinking, I should have done this, I should have done that, I should have thought of this. Because I really wanted to record her and be like, what are you doing? In the middle of the street. It says, good afternoon, Juan. You and your wife are two top leading journalists. One of you should have recorded a lady beating her child. That's very disturbing. Yeah. In retrospect, I really, you know. Says Juan, when you grab the belt, everyone know when you grab the belt, they tell everyone in the family you try to fight them. You hit a certain age and you're just like, we ain't doing this, you know, like this moving forward. It can't work. All right. We got to come to a different level of understanding. We got to go to a break. We'll be back on the other side.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. All right. Actually, I was incorrect. Clayton Fernando didn't do the press briefing. The commissioner of police did it, Paul Roll. All right, good stuff. Good to see Paul Roll back in action. And I guess he's not on pre-retirement leave or anything like that. The update is that they took samples from the deceased. And they're going to be shipping them off to the States for a toxicology report. The pathologist is supposed to examine the bodies today. We don't know what happened. There is an awful lot of speculation out there, which is par for the course with these sorts of situations. But we cannot definitively say what exactly occurred. All right. And I will say that I think the government has done a commendable job thus far of appearing to be very serious about investigating what has happened, but not playing fast and loose with information. So you've gotten, you know, essentially daily updates on what's going on, and it's sometimes frustrating because these processes can be tedious, but again, you want to be sure that you are following the law, because we do have laws with regard to how these things should take place. And so we've heard a lot about it, but we do understand that it does take time. And it takes time everywhere, too. The I saw some American journalists were on the press conference, which is interesting. That it's been picked up so widespread. I mean, I thought it would be a thing. I didn't know it would be a thing everywhere, on every news outlet. But that is a very rare occurrence. You'd see, like, people just found dead American citizens at sandals, anyway, as somewhere as popular as sandals, you know? And it does have implications for tourism, et cetera, moving forward. A couple of years ago, they had something in the Dominican Republic where Americans were dying, and they didn't understand what was the cause. And then they found out, I believe, that it was tainted rum or something like that. So you do want to give that sense of security to visitors and Bahamians who'd be working there or visiting to say, no, you can stay in the rooms. They're safe, X, Y, Z. But that's really, really nuts that three people were found dead. Particularly given what they've said about it. Says one, CNN questions weren't any better than local press questions. No. Y'all loved American press, right? Y'all, what y'all tell me? Oh, the media ain't doing that. Y'all don't do investigative journalism and all this other stuff. That's what y'all tell me, right? You love the Americans. They're special. More intelligent beings than all of us, you know, deadbeats who practice journalism in the Bahamas, clearly. And you guys love them, right? Well, the fact of the matter is they're not any smarter than us. Most of us went to the same schools as these people, and they're incredibly well-resourced and don't do the job they should do for the resources that they have. Have you seen Don Lemon's show? Right? Who gave this man a show? A. B. I could do that, and much, much, he's a millionaire for that. Anyway, it is what it is, all right? Resources don't necessarily equal talent, although they do have very talented people in the United States of America. But I don't rate them above us, because I've worked with a lot of them, and, you know, we have our deficiencies, and they have theirs. they have less of an excuse for their deficiencies than we do ours, because they have a ton of money. This is one for a young man. You sure know a lot of life. The College of the Bahamas should hire you. Okay. This is one. Brave is a doctor now. Can he work at PMH? Okay. He's not a medical doctor. It says, did you see the videos of Pinecrest Lakes over the weekend? I did not. I am not aware of where Pinecrest Lakes is exactly. Am I going to assume it's Pinewood, maybe? Is that even on New Providence? I don't know. It says, I know some folks don't want to hear it, but since the New Day folks got in, we've been losing BPL. More power outages than ever. What's going on with the power? Yeah. This says, I don't believe in corporal punishment, but if you were that rude, you had better not be grabbing no belt. Oh, you was mad at you want to fight me. Well, that's how they go to talk fight. Listen, you only gun be able to, the thing with these kids, right? You got to understand. And I've seen this so frequently. And I'm not trying to disparage anyone, but I'm certain that people can attest to this as well. I've seen mothers come and say, especially if their sons get in trouble, their sons fighting, their sons gang on. The mothers come and they go, I tried, you know, I punish them. They get too big for me to punish. I try talking to them, you know. The beating thing only works as long as the person you're beating is not as large as you are or as strong as you are. There's going to come a point in time where someone who's the same size as you or bigger than you will not let you beat them. All right? Just won't. Because they're a human being and they don't want to be beaten. No one does. All right? And very few people think they deserve to get beaten. You know, so usually children grow out of the stage where you're beating them, and most adults recognize that. There's a concept among many people who think that it's a sign of respect to allow your parent to beat you or hit you or whatever like that. I don't agree with that school of thought, and I don't think it's disrespect to say I don't want to be hit. Okay? Don't hit me. I want you to talk to me, is what I want. All right. This is one, do you know if it will be an international pathologist or a local pathologist who will be doing the autopsy? Well, we're going to have the local pathologist will have to do the autopsy by law, and then you're going to possibly get international labs sending back reports about toxicology, et cetera, like that. I suppose they could bring in possibly their own pathologist. I'm not sure what the law is regarding that. They could possibly have another autopsy done when they send the bodies back to the States, if that's what they're indeed doing. But we certainly will have to have our pathologists do the autopsy. And any death where the circumstances are unclear, outside of a hospital, police usually will perform an autopsy. Well, you know, if someone dies in your house, the police, you can't move the body until the police come, right? So, and you find out a lot about the law as you get older in life. So my father died in his bedroom, and the police came, maybe. That was like, 9 in the morning, maybe, or 8 something in the morning. And the CDU came about like 3-4 o'clock, you know? And they checked the bodies, et cetera, go from there. Remember the case where the woman died at home and they did an autopsy? Like, they weren't clear on the cause of death. And so they did an autopsy and found out that she was strangled. And now they're charging the guy with his grandmother, right? With strangling his grandmother. Like, that's the police come and check every time. So you're not going to have a death happened under some unclear circumstance and the police not say it needs to be investigated. That's part of what they do. We got a call, sure. Let's do it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there?
Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
Juan.
Yes.
The case with the Americans that died in Sandoz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Yeah. No, like I told Dwight this morning, I was watching Channel 10 News, like they normally do, 5 a.m. every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that it was freon gas poisoning.
Right.
That killed the people in the hotel in Exuma.
Yeah, I've heard that too, but how do they know that?
Well, maybe like they airlifted one over there, right? So maybe they already examined the lady that survived or is halfway alive or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're waiting on Bahamian guys to give you the answer, right?
No, but okay, who? But you're saying Channel 10 said that. Channel 10 went and investigated the bodies, or did a medical examiner tell Channel 10 that? Did the police in the Bahamas tell Channel 10 that? Like, who's that attributed to? Like, the Channel 10 guys went and checked it out, and they said
like I say, that's the report that they said this morning on the 5 a.m. news.
Okay.
I don't know who did the investigation. I can't answer those, but I only say what they said this morning on the news.
Okay.
All right.
That may very well be true. All right. That may very well be true, but I don't know how they would know that. That would be interesting to me how they got that information. It says Channel 10 did not say that. Again, like I know, you know, there's different standards of journalism in the United States of America. However, the basic tenet is you have to attribute information to somebody. That's the unless you observed it personally, that's the basic tenet of journalism that we all follow. So Channel 10 might say that, but Channel 10 has to say they got that from somewhere. Now, I don't know who told Channel 10 that. And even if the current lady was suffering from freon gas poisoning, that doesn't mean everybody else was as well. So that's a little, quick on the gun to say definitively that's what they understood. All right. Yep. This says, I watched Channel 10 this morning. Yeah, someone just sent me something from Fox News. Yeah, I read that too. I've read a lot of these accounts out here. Let me say this. I've read 50 different stories from different news outlets. I didn't see the Channel 10. I saw on the Today Show this morning where they were talking about it, and they sent the guy down to Exuma, which is all well and good, but I don't know what you're going to get out of Exuma on Exuma, except kind of how the local community feels about it if they're interested in that in the States. The guy, who's the guy from the Today Show? Like he's an older gentleman. He's got gray hair. He's very, very, he does very well. Does a lot of human interest stories. I watch the Today Show because I can't take Good Morning America because it's terrible, okay? It's terrible. I don't know how much money they're paying you guys. It's horrifyingly bad. Now, am I under any illusion that it's not extraordinarily popular in the United States of America? I am not. That don't make it good, right? Good Morning America is trash. Today Show... less so. But this guy's good. And he goes everywhere while, like, Carson Daly, I was telling the newsroom that, like, he's the guy that goes everywhere. Like, he's always on a plane. And, like, Carson Daly and Hoda Kotb, they sit there. Talking about Justin Bieber's latest tattoo. It's midlife crisis. I figured the secret out. This is Kerry Saunders. Because my wife and I are both in news. And my wife was a TV news presenter, actually one of the best I've ever seen, if I do say so myself. And I'm run a newsroom. And I sit there with my wife if I'm watching it. And I'm like, how are they reporting on this without any shame? Right? Without any... I'm actually a paid journalist, but this is what I report on, right? Demi Lovato now identifies as a space alien, right? And they're saying this like cold, like Putin's advancing to the capital in Ukraine. You know what I mean? And I thought to my, I said to my, you know, I figured it out. I figure this out. Here's how they sleep at night, right? Because you know when you're reporting trash, if you're a journalist. How you sleep at night is you report it with the same intensity and the same gravity as you do very significant stories. So one second you're talking about Biden and he's forgiving like student loan debt, right? And it's very serious and very well. There's mixed opinions on it. And the next moment you're watching, you know, the latest designer tea cozies that you want to order. And they're really talking seriously about it. The next moment we're talking about some TikTok star's account and what they said about somebody, and you report it with the same gravity. That's how you do it. Good Morning America, they don't even pretend like they're interested in covering like important news. Like they just garbage. We're into garbage, and we know you like garbage, and there's a we're gonna make a big production out of it, even though it's garbage. Lester Holt. No, someone said Kerry Saunders. I think that's right. Says, how did she get treatment if they didn't know what the cause of the ailment is? Again, I don't know what happened. I can't answer those questions for you. I do know that there are standard procedures for treatment protocols at any hospital, depending on your symptoms. So I don't know. I don't know who would have said that. Like, I want to jump up and go, yeah, it's the coolant leak, or yeah, it's carbon monoxide. I don't know that. All right. Like, you want to feel comfortable going, well, they know. Channel 10 knows. I don't know. All right? So Channel 10's got one on me. Nobody's told me that. I have no information to say that that's accurate. Yeah, someone said Kerry Saunders. I believe that's it. Good job. He does a good job. While the rest of them are caught up in craziness. I can take Al Roker seriously because he's Bahamian. So that goes a long way with me just by virtue of being Bahamian. And also, he's doing weather, and he's having fun with it. The rest of them have no excuse. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going, my brother?
Yeah, you know, this is just a speculation, but, you know, the thing is, they're jumping. An air-conditioned system is a closed-loop system, right?
Right.
But if it's a central air system, I work in the hotel. I work around boilers, chillers. And so if there's a central air system, and which is heating, ventilation, and air condition. And so if, for some reason, the heating system is tied into the air conditioning system, and whether it's a furnace, if you're using fossil burn furnace or boilers for the heating, then what happens is if there's a breach in the vessel and you have leaks, then carbon monoxide could leak into the AC system, all right? And so, and if that is the case, then the hotel is in some deep waters because by law, and I've worked for Cleveland Works Factory, man. I know the law with carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is lighter than carbon dioxide. So you had carbon dioxide sensors and carbon monoxide sensors. The carbon dioxide sensors would be closer to the ground. The carbon monoxide sensors would be like by 5 feet, where it go up to the ceiling. And so you should have a sensor to know that when it's present. So if that is the case, then they're in some deep water. That's all I could say. I didn't say that is the case, but if it is, all right? Bless up.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, again, I don't want to speculate. From the indications that we've gotten and the reports that we've gotten from police, it does look like there's some form of poisoning. So, again, I can't just say definitively what it is. That's just not how this works. Like, you got to determine the cause of death, and people may have ideas, and that's fine, but no one has said anything definitively to me. Because the fact of the matter is that CNN, the Associated Press, the guys you I do rate the Associated Press. I've worked with them. The guys that you rate, like, over us, like, they don't know. Okay? They're asking Paul Roll questions. Like, there are certain people who may get, like, the family and talk to people who know, who could kind of explain, like, what they believe might have occurred. But in terms of confirming the cause of death, that's something that we have to wait on, all right? And that's just what it is. Okay. Here's the other part of this is what it... Yeah, that's right. They said you treat symptoms at the hospital. Right, so they don't know. They'll ask you what's happening so they can pinpoint it, but they're going to treat you with symptoms. So... when I had high blood pressure, and if your blood pressure goes high enough, and they told me this is a sign that a stroke maybe imminent, you start to have chest pains, right? So that's one of the serious symptoms. So you start to feel nauseous, you have chest pains and stuff like that. And I went to the hospital, and I had chest pains and all this other stuff like that. And they run a drug screen on you, my brother. You understand? And they ask you more than once, what did you take anything? What are you on anything? Right? But they're going to treat your symptoms before they figure out what exactly it is. Because, and hopefully none of you have to experience this, when you go to the hospital with chest pains, they, I don't know how many of you have been in an emergency situation in a hospital. So when I went to the hospital and I was experiencing chest pain, they take a patch and put nitroglycerin paste on it, and they strap it to your chest, okay? And I don't know why nitroglycerin is used to treat chest pains or heart attacks, but it is, which is something I learned, right? And if you take the wrong thing and they give you nitroglycerin, if they let it touch your body, you will die. And so this is the patient explanation that the doctor was giving me when they were talking to me about a drug screen. They were like, no one's going to call the police, but if you indeed took anything, we need to know. All right? So, but they treat the symptoms. Whatever you got going on, they treat your symptoms, even if they don't know. So Paul Rolla's on TV now. Yeah, he was just on a press conference. I don't know if the press conference is still going on, but we were on it trying to determine exactly what has gone down with this thing in Exuma. Now, here's the other part of this equation. And for us, and I don't want to seem insensitive, the biggest part. The impact that it could have on tourism. Now, people often do have accidents on vacation. And it is not entirely uncommon to hear that somebody had died while on vacation. All right? It's not regular, but it's not uncommon. So when the police send out a notice saying that someone was diving and they didn't come back up and they went and searched for them and they found the body and it was an American visitor, people do go, oh, that's very tragic. All right? And we accept it as something that sometimes happens. When you find three people dead, all right, and they're not even in the same villa, they're in the same building, but not the same villa, at some place as nice as Sandals, you have to start questioning what exactly happened. So everyone at Sandals is going, okay, well, everyone who's staying at Sandals, everyone who works at Sandals is going to go, okay, is this something that is a public health concern? Or is this something just isolated to those buildings? And what do we do about it? So, for instance, the people who died were reported to have sought medical treatment the day before, talking about nausea, chest pains, etc. All right? Which indicates that there's some sort of toxicity in the room, all right, that there's potentially some sort of poisoning going on. Now, is it a case that they were being poisoned from the day before and they went to the doctor, the doctors, the clinics told them they should go to New Providence, and they go, no, you know, we'll just go back to the room, which may not have been a wise decision. Are you going to go get medical treatment under premise? Are you going to go back to the room where you potentially could be poisoned? And so does it mean that the toxicity in their blood reached a certain level after going back to the room? right? Because what you would want to have happen is for it not to be tied to the hotel specifically, but that's almost impossible in this case, all right? It's a very serious situation, and people are very interested in what is happening. And one of the reasons they're interested is because millions of people come here from the United States every year, right? And you do want to know that your spot is safe. Like, so when they were talking about people dying in the DR, I don't know what was going on. I always think serial killer. That's my first thought. And so I was like, well, I'm not going to DR. Right? And they still are dealing with the fallout from that in the Dominican Republic, even though it does remain popular with American tourists. All right? So it's very serious when you have a situation like this. And it's very serious on top of that when you have it happen at a high-profile property like Sandals. All right? Says, good day. We here in Exuma at the hotel already have the cause of death, so there's no longer need to speculate in the media. All right, well, I mean, you know, if Sandals knows the cause of death, or you guys at the hotel know the cause of death, then that's interesting. But we got to wait until we get something definitive from the authorities, just out of an abundance of caution, all right? Because keep in mind, you're dealing with people who have families, etc., you know? And we would do the same if they were Bahamian. But if they say that they know the cause of death on the property, okay. I would imagine at this point it's still speculation over exactly what happened, but maybe not. Because my information is that the butler for the villas found them. Right? If you go to Sandals and you get a nice enough room, it comes with the butler service, which is fantastic, by the way. I had it in Jamaica. It says, nitroglycerin dilates the vessels of the heart to increase flow to the coronary arteries. If you take Viagra or similar medications and you are given nitroglycerin, it causes a catastrophic drop in blood pressure and leads to cardiac arrest. Jesus. This is why we ask multiple times before giving it. Okay, well, that's a good reason. Yeah, that's what they were telling me. Tell me everything that you've taken in the past 24 to 48 hours. And I go, okay, I had about four, like, green Monster energy drinks since this morning, which probably has something to do with it. I said, but I'm not on any drugs, right? Are you sure? You're sure? They do. They take your blood, right? They don't ask for a urine sample because I guess the blood's good enough. They take your blood. They come and swab like your nose, in case you'd like, you know, had an 8-ball of cocaine for breakfast. I guess they're very intentional about it. I know y'all don't raid Bahamian medical professionals. Juan, isn't there a gigantic medical facility sitting abandoned and unused in Exuma? What are they doing with that? It's not abandoned, but it's not fully opened, and it should be. And they'd advocated for it for many years to be fully open, but it's not fully open. But it's not abandoned, all right? You go to, I mean, anything that they can't really help you with on the island, they tell you go to Nassau, right? And, you know, it's a lot. Book the flight, go to Nassau, all that. You're on vacation. You've spent all this money. But sometimes, just out of an abundance of caution, you definitely should heed the advice. All right. I want to talk, too, about the jobs fair that occurred over the weekend. I'm going to read you some of the commentary from a few of the people we spoke to at the jobs fair so that we can all have a better understanding of what is going on out here. Like, I always do think I have a good understanding of what is happening. But when you get to the minutiae of people's lives, you don't really know what other people are going through in their day-to-day lives. And it highlights the importance of why we need to get the economy going, why there's such an exigent need to have people get work and make sure they can take care of themselves, particularly as we have such a massive cost of living increase with inflation and oil prices, et cetera. All right, but we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back on the other side. Stay tuned.
Should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL. Growing wealth for future generations.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly Cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly Cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM. My name is Will McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were talking about the issue with sandals, and I'm going to use that issue to segue into the jobs issue. So I'm going to start by saying that even though what happened at Sandals might be an isolated incident that was a freak accident, and we don't know who may have been at fault, it is critically important that we handle this properly because everybody's watching and our brand is at stake, all right? So the vast majority of Americans know what the Bahamas is, okay? millions and millions and millions have been here. Most of them have had really great experiences. Some have had poor experiences. But the vast majority of Americans know what the Bahamas is. However, the vast majority of Americans would not be able to distinguish for you the different destinations in the Bahamas. So Americans are hearing Sandals and Exuma on the Today Show, and three Americans were found dead. And the vast majority of Americans aren't going to go, oh, okay, well, Exuma's not New Providence, or Exuma's not Eleuthera, Exuma's not Grand Bahama. They're just going to go the Bahamas. They don't know that it's an archipelago. They ain't got time to go check it out. Last time they heard about Exuma was Fyre Festival, so you know what I mean? We have to protect our brand. And so what happens in Sandals and Exuma impacts not only Sandals, but the larger Exuma community, and also impacts the Bahamas. Absolutely. Particularly considering there's another Sandals property right here in New Providence, the Royal Bahamian. All right. So it's very important that we keep that going. Sandals is booked out. All right. Exuma is doing so well with tourism. Is everyone flush with cash in Exuma? I don't know that that's the case, but Exuma is doing so well with tourism that we just had the Chamber of Commerce vice president speaking about how there's a very serious labor shortage in Exuma. There's a labor shortage, there's a housing shortage in Exuma for guests and for people who want to live there, right? Because it's a high-end destination that a lot of people are going to, and it caters to, you know, people who got some money to spend, all right? It's a more expensive destination than some places throughout the country. So as if Sandals is gonna see any sort of decline in bookings, people go, oh, okay, well, I do know where Exuma is, and I did book my vacation with Sandals, but let me hold off on that before I go down there, because I'm not too sure all the safety mechanisms are in place. That's a real prospect, and the government has to navigate this very carefully, because people are paying attention, right? So Chester Cooper, one Facebook page, that went all over the globe, all right? In a flash. Now, they also released a statement from the government itself, because Cooper's acting prime minister till Davis comes back. Where'd he go besides Tennessee? I understand he's not coming back till next week. I could be wrong about that. In any event, we definitely don't want to see any fall off in the tourism numbers, and we don't want to have to deal with any sort of significant blowback from the reputation of the Bahamas being damaged, all right? So we all got to work together to make sure it happens. Did you pull up any news feed with internet with American news on it? Some British, you know what I mean? I don't speak any other language, so I didn't check everybody else. They're talking about the deaths at Sandals. Big, huge picture of Sandals. Sandals, Bahamas, death. That's what's being reported. So we got to make sure that we can protect our brand, because any fall off in that could be detrimental as Exuma recovers from the COVID-19 pandemic. In essence, that is the message we need to send throughout the entire country. Not only when people die, but just in protecting the brand of our country, because we need economic recovery. There was a jobs fair in the Centerville area over the weekend. All right. It was held for people in the Centerville community. Over 1,000 people, or about 1,000 people from all throughout New Providence showed up. All right? That should tell you that the need for people to have consistent work and have enough work is still quite acute, all right? This as the unemployment assistance was scaled back, as the food program was scaled back in terms of the number of people it's accommodating, yet as gasoline prices rise. Electricity prices haven't gone up yet, but I don't see how they avoid it. This as food prices rise, supply chain issues are still a problem, and other things go up, up, and up, and up. All right? One lady, Moravette Butler, said she's been unemployed since 2012. All right? That's a decade. Now, I don't know your personal circumstance, why you had been unemployed for a decade, but she now says it's just unsustainable. She's got three children, 2, 6, and 8. She says, I need a job. I need something. I have my nephew and 2 other children depending on me. I guess her nephew's one of those 3 children. She says she's been unemployed since the company she worked at was closed. I'm tired of depending on my mom for everything. My mom's sick. I have a Grammy who's 91. I want to help out, but I can't. It's been very rough without a job. Now, there are the people who just want different types of jobs. One of those people was Narissa Pickering. She's 47, an employed mother, too. She already has a job, but she wants a job that pays better. All right, so she's looking for something in an office type of setting. She said she knows First Caribbean and Doctors Hospital were there, so somebody might be looking for an office clerk or accountant's clerk or something. All right. She says the current salary I'm on is not meeting the demand in the house. So she has an 8-month-old baby and a 10-year-old child. And this, what she says here, encapsulates a lot of how people are living. It says, she says, you have to pick and choose what you pay and when you pay it. You pay a little bit here and a little bit there. You just live way below your means. Only necessities are done now. All wants are done away with now. Now, again, a lot of you who out there are independently wealthy, you've never had financial problems, you've lived lives of comfort, and everything's fine. However, that's not the lived experience of a lot of people out here. What she's talking about, picking what you choose to pay and when you pay it, that's going to be how many thousands of people are now living, right? Particularly if things get more expensive. So you're making decisions day by day, particularly if you have children, as to what it is you really need versus what it is you want, all right? So let's say, just for the sake of argument, that this lady has her own vehicle, all right? You need to insure your vehicle and license your vehicle for it to be on the road. Police are pretty no tolerance about vehicle licensing nowadays. Insurance may be another matter entirely. So I don't know about her particularly, but let's just say she has a car. She's making choices. What do I pay? Right? Am I paying for the insurance right now, or am I trying to get things that can help me take care of my 8-month-old baby? Right? I need Pampers, diapers, right, for my baby. I need baby wipes, etc. You know what I mean? I need particular. The baby's 8 months. That's eating solid food now, so you know I need baby food. 10-year-old needs shoes. This happens. Happened with my kids. And I was talking about shoes the other day. I can afford shoes. And now I got to get new PE uniforms because they're less than a year old but don't hardly fit. So you got to figure out what it is that you have to pay and what it is that you can let slide. So a lot of people are going, you know what? If BPL is not going to hit me till I'm $500 past due and over 3 months past due, I'm going to hold off on that BPL bill. I'm going to try put 50 on it. You know what I mean? That's all I got right now. Rent's due. Now, let's say you are fortunate enough to live in your parents' house, and maybe they're paying the rent, or your relative's house, or maybe they own their house and you're not paying it. But you got to figure out what you're going to do. So the first thing you're going to make sure you pay it is your rent, normally. Next from that, well, actually, before rent is food. So you're going to spend a lot of money on food, and you're also going to spend a significant amount on housing if you're renting and you're the leaseholder or you have a mortgage, all right? And then you're going to spend some money on transportation. So you're not going to walk everywhere, particularly with young kids, so either you're catching bus or you're driving your car. Both of those prospects cost money. So you got to figure out, if I pay this water bill, yeah, I got this loan that's overdue at the bank, if I pay that, can I afford lunch for my kid? school's open again? Can I afford uniform? Yeah. Books, you know, school supplies. What do I do? So you have a situation where a lot of people are in need of work. Because here's what's true. I'll take your call in a moment. I know we're running out of time. Here's what's true. The vast majority of people, despite their economic circumstance, do not want to break the law because they don't want to have to deal with no police, no court, no nothing. Most normal, right-thinking people don't want that hassle. All right? Here's what's also true. A lot of people who are working right now don't make enough money to sustain themselves. Now, we talked about a livable wage before, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Maybe, maybe not. But yes, people want jobs, but they want meaningful, robust employment that allows them comfort in their lives. All right? When you're telling me that you just live way below your means, you don't get the things that you want, you don't get what makes you comfortable, then you're in a situation where you are just not able to meet all the needs in your life. And so you want better work. And that's what people are out here searching for. Better work, better jobs. And I'm not saying that to say, you know, ownership's bad, entrepreneurship bad. They're great things. But the vast majority of people want a job that pays well enough for them to live comfortably. All right? Now, are the vast majority of people willing to meet the threshold that the employer wants in order for you to make more money is something that we could discuss as well. We got a call. Let's do a call. We're running out of time, but let's do it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there? They're not there. They're gone. No problem. All right. No problem. We're running out anyway. We got all week if the Lord, if the master tarries. This is no time for young people to be making babies. They can't take care of themselves now. Now, I agree. You know, you want to plan it out better than that. However, these things happen, all right? Babies happen. It says children aren't an excuse for not working for a decade. Yeah, I mean, that one, I don't want to judge. Like, I do judge in my heart of hearts, but I don't want to judge. I don't know your whole situation. But I don't see how you ain't been working in a decade. But that's just me. I don't know your situation. Maybe you're sick. I don't know. One, I refuse to believe that lady cannot find a job in a decade. Maybe she can't find the kind of job she wants, but other jobs are out there. Hey, man, I tell you what. It says, I want to have sympathy, but having three kids while you've been unemployed for 10 years is irresponsible. Yeah, true. And you do receive that level of judgment. Is this a caller or what? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No? All right. Don't worry about it. We're out of time anyway. But I'm going to do this, right? And people do want better work, and people want more money, and people want to make ends meet. But I'm going to send a shout out. I'm going to send a shout out to all the people who are working every day, getting up, making it happen, making an honest living, putting in the work. All right? Where do I frequent? I'm going to send a shout out to the people at Dunkin' Donuts. All right? They work hard. Some free promo. You guys are out there hustling. I see you working. I don't want to make 50 different types of coffee with impatient people 6 o'clock in the morning, but they get up and they do it. Right? I treat my kids to junk food once a week. The people at Burger King, right? Respect. You're working hard. You're getting up. You're doing. You like screwed up my Rebel Whopper one time for my wife. I called you. You made it right. And you gave me an ice cream cone, even though I don't eat ice cream. All right? There's a lot of hardworking, good people out there who are making it happen. And we really need to try to have a robust economy so that we can make sure that people are able to try and take care of themselves just in terms of their basic needs and wants. Will everybody be able to just chill and drive a Benz and have TVs in it and play PS5 all day? No, no. But you want to be able to make sure that you can take care of your family. It says, how old is she? There's rampant age discrimination in this country. There may be age discrimination. In fact, that's something I was going to look at one day. I think it says she's 30... What does it say? Let me see. Hold on. This says that she is 37. Unemployed since 2012 is a vibe. I just don't know her whole situation. That's why I like to get to understand people's stories a little bit more deeply. Maybe she was married and hubby said stay home and that was fine and now something happened. I don't know. I don't know. It's we gotta go. I was just about to say something, Marley, that was gonna get me in trouble, but I'm not. And so the devil's not gonna use me today. So we're out of time. I can't say anything else. You guys take care out there. Shivargo Lang's up next with Z Live off the record. And we'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. Have a great day, Bahamas.